This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Canada's federal election takes place on Monday. Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper is in a tight three-way race to keep his current job. And one of the major issues of the campaign there has been Syrian refugees and how many refugees the country should help resettle. Emma Jacobs reports from Montreal.
Refugee!
Just over a week before the election, protesters in downtown Montreal chanted in French, "Refugees, welcome." Mohamed Mahmoud, a Syrian-Canadian activist, addressed the crowd of several hundred demonstrators.
If you can help Syrians, please do. They are nice people.
Mahmoud went on in French to criticize Prime Minister Stephen Harper. At issue, reports Harper's office had delayed the processing of applications for a security audit. Also that his administration was giving priority to Christian refugees. Even advocates didn't expect Syrian refugees to be a high-profile campaign issue. But in September, three-year-old Alan Kurdi drowned while his family was trying to reach Turkey. Photos of his body washed up on a beach became the iconic image of the Syrian refugee crisis. The boy had an aunt living in British Columbia, Tima Kurdi. She had sent the money for the family to be smuggled out and spoke to reporters outside her home.
It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen to them.
Canadians were riveted. Tima Kurdi had hoped to eventually use Canada's private refugee sponsorship program to bring over her relatives. That program allows citizens to raise the money to resettle refugees over and above the government's commitments. Janet Dench, executive director of the Canadian Council for Refugees, says the little boy's death made Canadians look more closely at their nation's practices. And she says even with changes since Kurdi's death, the private sponsorship program is still full of red tape.
I've talked to private sponsors who say that it takes them up to 6 months to prepare an application because it is so complicated.
The Canadian government has promised to take in 10,000 Syrian refugees over 4 years. The latest development, Canadians learned the Prime Minister's staff halted the processing of some Syrian refugees last spring for a security audit. Harper's office also instructed immigration to prioritize Christians and other religious minorities, even though most Syrian refugees are Sunni Muslims. Harper responded to these reports at a recent campaign event.
Our government has adopted a generous approach to the admission of refugees while ensuring the selection of the most vulnerable people and keeping our country safe and secure.
His conservative base has been supportive of this view. Polls show Canadians generally split on how many refugees to accept, but Harper's rivals apparently think this issue will work to their advantage. Liberal candidate Justin Trudeau, the son of former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, is Harper's closest rival going into the election. Here's what he told the CBC about the way Harper's administration has handled the refugee issue.
That's not the Canada we want. That's not the Canada we need to build.
Though Harper's conservative on immigration, he's counted on significant support among new immigrants in the past. His party won 42% of the votes of foreign-born Canadians in 2011, a higher percentage than he received from those born in Canada. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.